pretty exciting morning this morning on the Wink Wake Up Show when we presented the big checks to the recipients of our 2019 campaign, Homeward Bound, A Journey Out of Homelessness. And joining us on the Community Corner for a quick follow-up, we have Brandon Thomas, Executive Director of the Winchester Rescue Mission, and Mark Jacquard, Executive Director of the Evans Home for Children. What a neat campaign. And it turns out the committee selected the two of your organizations, and you'd already been working together.
Oh, exactly. And what an amazing campaign this has been, Barry. Thank you again so much. It's just stunning.
Yeah, it was a nice little sum the community came up with. Over $157,000 to be shared. The money is going to allow, let's start with you, Brandon, moving forward is going to allow the rescue mission to do what?
Right. So our goal is to take these funds and apply them towards hiring a mental health professional. What we see is a lot of individuals who are experiencing homelessness have a root cause of mental illness. In fact, there are 160,000 individuals in the United States who have a severe mental illness who are homeless. And so we see that as a root cause in many cases of homelessness. And so this is going to allow us to not just provide somebody with shelter and food and clothing, but to also begin to address that root cause so we can hopefully move them to a stable life where they're able to dream again.
And you're already receiving phone calls from other organizations that want to work with you.
Right. So one of our key values at the Rescue Mission is to collaborate, baby, collaborate. And so we have seen a lot of other organizations already reach out to us and say, how can we work together? And the beauty of this is I think that this is going to have an even longer life than we anticipated when we first sat down and talked about this.
And Mark Jacquard, this came at a good time for the Evans Home.
Oh, it came at a perfect time. The state has always supported us through foster care, and laws are changing, and they are turning that funding off this year. So this is the perfect transitional support to allow us to continue at the pleasure of donors. We are 100% privately funded at this point, and that allows us to continue and to complement the work that Brandon is talking about, because it's the parents who use this opportunity to improve their conditions, build on their dreams, and get their kids back that make our successes continue. The things that we can start with their children, whether it's extracurricular activities or fun experiences or just learning about themselves that they haven't had to do or been able to do while they were in traumatic lifestyles. That gets to continue when they reunite with their parents after their parents have found a pathway to healthiness.
Well, we appreciate so much the work that the two of you and your boards and volunteers do. And it's been a blast working with you guys. And congratulations again.
Thank you so much.